She's a real woman with a real life. She's someone you can relate to. Open Air with Dawn Newton.
You don't know me. You don't know me. I can hold fire in my hand, call the rain and ride.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is Open Air and I'm your host, Dawn Newton.
She was a World War II spy, a Filipino guerrilla fighter, war hero, Medal of Freedom recipient, leprosy survivor, teacher, peacemaker. The legendary and inspiring life and work of Josefina Joey Guerrero is introduced to readers by two-time Newbery Medal winner, National Book Award finalist, and best-selling author Erin Entrada Kelly in At Last She Stood, How Joey Guerrero Spied, Survived, and Fought for Freedom. Hey, Erin, how are you?
I'm good, Dawn. How are you?
Oh, it's great. Great to talk with you. I love this story. My gosh, there's so many layers and chapters to this individual. Thank you for bringing this to light for us, even though middle school readers is who it's geared towards. Adult like me love these stories as well.
Yes, that's my hope.
And the book we're talking about is At Last She Stood, How Joey Guerrero Spied, Survived, and Fought for Freedom. Erin Entrada Kelly, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about Josefina Joey, just what inspired the story and how you came across her and her story.
I came across her story when I was reading a book called Coralville's Cure by Pam Fessler, and it's the history of the Coralville Leprosarium in Coralville, Louisiana, near where I grew up. And I was reading that book, and I came across this one paragraph that mentioned a Filipino spy during World War II who had leprosy and used it to her advantage to courier messages and deliver secret maps. And of course, when I came across that paragraph, I immediately sat up and I thought, you know, I have to tell this woman's story. I'm Filipino American and I grew up near the Coralville Leprosarium, and it just felt like I was the right person to bring her story to light. And I certainly hope that's true.
Well, and there's so many unsung heroes just in general during World War II that we still have yet to discover, but the amount of unsung female heroes is really kind of staggering. This is, I mean, just hearing what not only, you know, people putting their lives on the line, but what women did as well during that time. I mean, that's a whole nother layer. I mean, looking at that time during 1945 and that era, just what that was like for women in general, and then to immerse themselves in this type of work, risking their lives, and it's just very fascinating. We need to keep digging and bringing out more stories like this one.
Yes, I'm sitting here nodding because you're absolutely right. And another thing, you know, one of my favorite things about Joey's story is that obviously she was a woman, she was a Filipino woman, but she was also a very small woman. You know, she was less than 5 feet tall. She was fewer than 100 pounds. And she did all these very formidable things, you know, not just delivering messages, but putting herself in an active war zones and walking through the jungle with messages taped to her body. And it just reminds people, or I hope it reminds people, that courage, bravery is not how much bravado you have. It's not how much physical space you take up. It's not how loud you are. It's who you are and what you choose to do with your life.
How does one become, like Joey did, a World War II spy? Like, how does that even happen?
Well, in Joey's case, she was walking with friends of hers after Imperial Japan had occupied the Philippines, which happened right after they bombed Pearl Harbor. They invaded the Philippines. And she was walking with friends of hers, and they were being harassed by a Japanese soldier. And Joey, you know, hit him with her umbrella. And her friend saw this and thought, okay, this woman has got moxie, right? So she told Joey, she said, you know, I want you to come to our house tonight and talk to my husband. And it was her husband who recruited her because he was part of the guerrillas, you know, the underground guerrillas that were assisting the U.S. armed forces to defeat Imperial Japan. So in her case, that's what happened. And usually you had to sign an oath of loyalty, and then you were given a commanding officer and given missions and asked to do any number of things. And Joey, like you said, she didn't hesitate. She did what she did. And it wasn't for glory, and it wasn't so people would write books about her, and it wasn't so she'd get the Medal of Freedom, which she did. it was just because she wanted her time on this earth to mean something, and she wanted to make actual change and affect people's lives, and she absolutely did that.
And talk, too, about her disease, Hansen's disease, formerly known as leprosy, how that played a part in her work as a spy and just in her life in general.
Sure. So she was diagnosed around the same time Imperial Japan invaded. So it was, 1941. And she thought wrongly, she lived well into her life, but she thought at the time, okay, I'm going to die soon. If I'm going to die soon, I want my life to mean something. You know, I want to do something. So that she joined the spy network. And once she was there, she used her condition to her advantage. So when soldiers wanted to search her, she would show them all her scars. And of course, they were terrified to touch her, even though it's very difficult to contract leprosy, but there's so much stigma around it and people are so afraid of it. So she actually used that to her advantage so that she could move freely because no one wanted to touch her. So even though obviously it's a very debilitating disease, and it dismantles her life in many ways. Rather than, hide under the covers or go in a corner and cry, she took it and used it. So it had, obviously an incredible influence over her life in many, many different ways.
And eventually she was cured of the leprosy.
Yes, eventually she came to the U.S. She thought she'd be here for a short time and then she'd go back home. But it took 7 years for her to finally test negatively for the condition, and then she was freed from the Carvel leprosarium. Because once you were there, you had to stay. It was not voluntary. So you had to test negatively before you were allowed to leave, and she finally did. And then she never returned to the Philippines, sadly. So, but yes, eventually she overcame. I mean, she was a survivor from start to finish, no doubt about it.
Oh my gosh, the chapters to her life. I mean, each one could stand alone. It's so fascinating, just how she lived her life. And we all get dealt not so great hands in life sometimes trauma, tragedy, luck of the draw, I guess, as you will. But to see someone like this individual that just kept going, it's like, where did that come from? That fortitude, that drive, that, or was it just, what else am I going to do type of thing? It's just hearing how she did that and how you brought that to life. Was it difficult researching her or finding the information on her?
Oh my gosh. Yes. It was very challenging because, she didn't leave behind diaries, journals. She didn't leave behind a lot of letters. The war destroyed so many things that would have provided records. So because she was so influential in other people's lives, a lot of other people wrote about her. So I used their memoirs for a lot of reference, especially before she got to Carvel. When she got to the United States, she did some writing on her own, but it was mostly about Hansen's disease and raising awareness and not so much about her life. So it was difficult. So I had to kind of enter the world of the people around her to try to fill in the gaps of her story. But it is, as you said, she, at a young age, she was orphaned. She got tuberculosis. She was sent to an orphanage, and then she got Hansen's disease. So it's a very compelling life, but unfortunately, she herself didn't leave a lot behind. So it took quite a bit of research and hunting to fill in the gap.
Is there any surviving relatives, children today?
She has. I was able to connect with a distant cousin, but unfortunately, even he did not know, I wanted to know how her parents died, when they died. She had a brother. I don't even know his name or how he died. And unfortunately, the cousin didn't know either. So, she hasn't left much behind by way of that. She did have a daughter, but she was estranged from her daughter throughout all this. The war kind of tore her family. Well, it didn't kind of, it did. It tore her family apart. So there isn't a lot of people that I could interview to fill in the gap.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear what they would be thinking or their takeaway from the story that you've written. What surprised you the most? Or maybe you thought, I'm going to go down this path, and then it took a different turn as you discovered more about Joey as you were writing the book.
Honestly, I think, I don't know if I was surprised more so than compelled. But, you know, after the war and she came to the U.S., she got a job after she was released from Carville. She faced a lot of racial discrimination and discrimination because of her time at the Leprosarium. You know, she cut her hair. She changed her name. She moved far away, remained in the States. But, you know, she was in California and moved to Washington, D.C. I think what surprises me most, or let's leave the biggest impression on me, is how she's able to survive every step of the way. And I think a lot of it has to do with her faith. You know, she was a very devout Catholic, and that played a huge role in her life. But it's just incredible to me how she was able to move through these chapters in her life without feeling defeated. I'm sure there's times she felt defeated, obviously, but it didn't stop her. We'll put it that way. So just a really, really compelling life that's full of, she joined the Peace Corps. She got a master's degree well into adulthood, which I also loved. So she was an unstoppable force.
You're right. Absolutely an unstoppable force. And just like I said, during that era, all these unsung heroes, as we call them, and like I said earlier, just the female heroes, it's pretty amazing what people endured then and took on. Yeah, bringing the story to light. Who do you want reading this book? I know it's for middle school readers, but I think adults, this is something that needs to be brought to our attention as well.
I agree, and I hope it is, and it does. Honestly, when I think about who's reading this book, I think it's easier for me to think about what I want to leave them with. And I want to leave them with, first of all, like you said, recognition for an unsung hero, but also realizing that the heroes that we all know and are familiar with and are part of the dominant narrative, they're just one piece of the picture. There's a lot of people, a lot of women, a lot of people of color, a lot of impoverished people, you know, people from all walks of life who have made significant contributions to history and historically have not been part of the narrative because they weren't the ones writing the history. So I want to leave readers of all ages with that recognition and that appreciation for the sacrifices that these, you know, unsung heroes, as we call them, contributed.
Is there any, I don't know if there's any, like a statue, a memorial to her in her country with her history?
There is not. Not that I know of. There is not, but perhaps there should be. But you know what's interesting is I think about that and I wonder how she would feel about it, or even how she'd feel about this book, because she's a very humble woman, right? And I think about things like that. But if anyone deserves one, it's certainly Joey.
Oh, absolutely. Those with the most humility, I think, are the ones that we really need to learn about, because we could all use a dose of that, as we well know.
Yes, absolutely.
And Erin, where can we find the book, At Last She Stood, and learn more about you and your work?
So the book is available pretty much anywhere books are sold, your favorite online retailer, your local independent bookstore, libraries. And I am online, social media, at Erin Entrada, E-N-T-R-A-D-A, and ErinEntradaKelly.com is my website. I would love to hear from readers.
Well, again, I appreciate this opportunity and this work. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your help bringing her story to life.
Hey, thanks for listening to Open Air.
And a special thank you to my guest, bestselling author Erin Entrada Kelly, sharing her latest book, At Last She Stood, How Joey Guerrero Spied, Survived, and Fought for Freedom. You can find Erin and her work at ErinEntradaKelly.com.
Open Air is written, produced, and hosted by Dawn Newton.